This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Well, hello and welcome to the Glow Show. It's glowing in the studio today because I'm joined by Gabrielle. I called you Gabby last show I was on. I'll be official and call you Gabrielle.
No one calls me Gabrielle.
Oh, what's on you? I'll tell you.
Only when I'm naughty. Oh, it's usually my mum.
Hopefully during this show we are nice, not naughty. Gabby, you're a senior constable, but you're also a Glow, which is LGBTI liaison officer.
Correct. Very good.
And we're joined by someone else who's a PSO. Her name's Nicola Aniston. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
No relation to Jennifer.
No. No
relation.
Will you be there for us?
Yes.
I feel like I should do the claps, but I'm not that rhythmically inclined. Yeah.
I love
you. Don't go dancing on couches with your fellow PSOs and dance in water fountains. And
only on weekends.
Only on weekends. Talking about PSO, we have a lot of acronyms and initialisations in the police force. What is a PSO?
So a PSO is a protective services officer, and we work for Victoria Police, and we look after the railway network.
And the railway network is, does it cover the metropolitan areas as well as our regional counterparts on the V line?
Yes, it does.
Nice.
Yes, it does.
So that would be a lot of stations, a lot of lines.
There's over 200 stations, I believe. So there's over 220, I think, stations that we look after. So across the whole network.
Do you know how many of your fellow PSOs there are?
I think we're up to 2,000.
And you're recruiting more.
Yes. So there's a big push at the moment with Victoria Police.
Now, when you're working as a PSO, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a nighttime thing, correct?
Yes, it is. So Monday to Thursdays, we start at 4 p.m. and we finish at 2. And on the weekends, we start at 5. So we have a 5 o'clock shift and we also have a 7 p.m. So we have 24 hours because the public system's on 24 hours. We are too.
That's exciting.
Mm. And that's only recent, isn't it?
Yes.
Since 2014. No, yep. 2015.
15.
Correct me if I'm wrong. No.
16.
I came back from London in 2016 and it came back to a 24-hour public transport city.
The night network. And that's been extended, so we'll be seeing a lot more of it and I think it's here to stay.
So there'll be more Glow.
There will be more Glows.
And there'll be more PSO.
Yes, there will.
Because can you be a Glow and a PSO?
Yes, of course. So the important thing for us about being a PSO and a Glow is that we have a lot of contact with the community. So we, anyone who basically catches transport, we deal with. So we have, and we see quite a cross range of people, and quite a diverse number of people. So we have the opportunity to I've dealt with many members of our community on a regular basis.
And being a PSO, does obviously the trains go everywhere? Does that mean you go everywhere as a PSO? Can you be going to any station anywhere, or are you a part of a community?
So we're designated a station for that shift, and we stay at that station at the moment. So we have different members at each station at any given night.
And Nick, you work out of one station, but you cover perhaps three or four train stations, and you can go to any of those ones. Is that right? Something like that?
Yes. So we cover, say, we have 10 stations in our area, in our local area command, and we can go to any of those stations. So we're not at the one station every night.
So you don't get bored.
We don't get bored.
The same people and the same faces. Are you allowed to represent, call out, give a shout out to your stations, your line?
So I'm currently working on the Frankston line. So
my line.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
So from Glen Huntly to Parkdale.
Not too towards the end of the line. Obviously, there's a connotation of the Frankston line. It can be a bit rough and tumble. What have you seen and what have you seen the changes in the stations in your time being there and having PSOs there?
I think that the feedback that we get from the community is that they feel safe to catch public transport, and that's one of the our three main areas are, and the first main one is perceptions of safety, and that's the feedback that we get from the community, that they do feel safe and happy to catch public transport. And we often get feedback from members of the public saying that they're now comfortable and safe to catch public transport at night time, mm-hmm. Whereas previously they may not have caught it at night time. And similarly with the youth, so we have a lot to do with the youth in our communities, and just them being able to catch public transport and their parents feeling safe that they can do so because we're there. So there's we've definitely had a great positive impact in the community.
And it's obviously making sure that people when they get on trains, obviously they have to get off on and off at a station, so curbing that kind of behaviour or the antisocial behaviour whilst you're there. Have you seen the changing nature of people as they approach the station, seeing you as just having a presence?
Absolutely. And that's one of the other things that we are there to do. So we are definitely there for antisocial behaviour. And there's, I mean, it exists, it is there, but us being there allows for if perhaps people were going to come and perhaps be antisocial, well, they'll see us and they may think twice about it. And they just, people go about their business. And
the reason why that PSOs came into Victoria Police is because there was that idea that there was crime at railway stations, and of course there was, and the perception that it was a place that you wouldn't go after dark. So we wanted to make sure that our train stations were safe. And so the way we did that was employing more members and putting them in that specified role.
What attracted you to be a PSO?
I've always wanted to join Victoria Police. I'm one of those, ever since I was young. And then, life took over and I didn't have the chance to do it until 3 years ago. So now that I've joined, I won't look back.
Nice.
I love what I do and I love being a protective services officer because we do have that instant contact with the community and the many opportunities that VicPol has. So I am looking at crossing over to police. Mm-hmm. So I am currently in the process for the Constable Qualifying Program, which is a separate program for protective officers, services officers to go over to the police. So I'm currently in that process and, we'll go over.
As a PSO, I think my understanding is when you're in that role, that is your role. There's not a huge amount of place to go from there in that specific role.
No, that's
and
correct.
So if you wanted to move into different areas within Victoria Police, you would have to go, like Nick is doing, go through our academy again, do a bit of extra training so you learn the laws that you wouldn't be upholding through your PSO role because you don't have all the same powers. And then once you've gone through that course, you become a regular police officer who works the van, a general duties police officer, and that's when you have the career path of looking at all the other areas within Victoria Police that you can move to.
Yeah.
So obviously you became a peer. So what attracted you to becoming a GLOW? Was it appearing on the GLOW shows?
Of course.
That's everyone's dream.
Absolutely. So being a GLOW means that I have an impact in educating and creating awareness, not only to members of our community, but being able to do so through Victoria Police. And that's important to me to be able to have that. And there's nothing more enjoyable for me when I have somebody come up to me and they're from the LGBTI community and they talk to me and ask me, may need a reference or resources, or they're going through something at the moment, and I have the ability to assist them or to pass them on in the right direction.
So, Nick, that would come about from you either identifying them as being part of the community, or they've looked at you and probably seen your GLOW pin that you wear and noticed that you're a GLOW, so they feel safe coming to you and talking to you about their issues.
Yes.
And it's I had a connection with a GLOW. I'm not sure if they were a GLOW. I had a connection with a PSO getting my initializations right last night, and it was just a simple, how are you going? And it was quite raining quite heavily, and just making sure that I was going to get home safely. Is there sort of just a duty of care and just being a part of a wider community that is the responsibility, not necessarily seeing crime and preventing it, but just making a more harmonious community?
Absolutely. And as I said before, perception of safety is one of our key roles, and just being there to make sure that people, and often than not, if people are getting off at the at our train stations, we'll walk them. If the car parks within our area, we'll walk them to the car to make sure that they get there safely. And there has been instances where we've helped members from our elderly community. So some of our seniors who may need some assistance or carrying bags to the to their cars or whatever needs to whatever we need to do.
And how do you survive the long nights? Obviously, 24-hour public transport, which is really helpful for me doing breakfast radio on a Saturday, which means that I can get the train in at very early hour of the morning. How do you survive the nights, especially now during Melbourne's winter, wild winter?
Yeah. Well, there's, I mean, it's definitely fatigue management is very big on our any shift worker that works shift work. Yeah, fatigue management. But I think that it's there's always something to do. So there's never we're never sitting around for too long. So walking a lot helps.
Cups of coffee
and yeah, food.
Food. Get plenty of breaks. What's your midnight snack while you're working the weekends?
A midnight snack? Oh, something light. So we try not to eat anything too heavy.
Because you could be running after bad guys.
Could be.
Getting yourself light on your feet.
But Nick's very fit and she's done some really great stuff with Glow. One of them was the Pride football match, which was earlier this year during midsummer.
Excellent. Who won? Did you win?
No, the Melbourne Rovers.
Did you get best on ground?
No. I didn't play. I was more behind the scenes. But that was...
You played in the lead up to some of the matches, didn't you?
I have played in some of the matches, yeah. So for the Victoria Police Soccer Club.
And you took it one game at a time.
One game at a time.
Excellent. Excellent. So there's a lot of opportunity to get involved in the community of Victoria Police as a Glow as well.
Absolutely. And if anyone's interested, if anyone's interested in having a chat to any protective service officers on the platform, Gabby and myself went around and we did do some training. So there is awareness. We are creating some awareness around our roles and what we do, particularly for protective services officers.
Yeah, and if you're at a train station and you see them there, go and have a chat with them. Mm. I mean, police officers and protective service officers, we're just people. And they're at the train station, they get to know the local people that go through that station, especially if you're out of the city. You'd get to know them, they'd get to know you, they'd see the familiar faces. So they're there as support, they're there to make you feel safe, but they're there as people that you can go and talk to and feel safe with.
So absolutely.
Absolutely approachable.
As we wrap up, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly of the that you've seen in your time of the Glow and the PSO?
Oh, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
We'll start with the good.
The good, just that you can we can make a difference to people. So there's nothing better. There's nothing more enjoyable for me that I can help somebody or make somebody feel good about their day. So if someone may not be having a great day, and we're there to cheer them up, and sometimes that's all people need.
The bad.
Suicide, we might leave that maybe for the next episode.
Suicide.
Yeah.
People self harming. People put at risk. I mean, Nick's. I know Nick's been involved in probably helping people to prevent them from self-harming.
Obviously using that mode of transport
yeah.
to help.
Yeah, so PSOs, because of sometimes that's the avenue people go down, PSOs are often there to assist people and get them the help that they require. So that's probably one of the bad things.
That would be, yes.
And the ugly is probably seeing people on a Saturday night come home, either sleeping on the train or
there's having, a bit of that,
having
yeah.
a bit too much of a...
a good
of
time.
Fancy drinks and some food and just saying goodbye to it in the local garden.
There's a bit of that. Sometimes if I'm working when I am working the night network and I see people coming home at 3 a.m, I think to myself, someone's going to have a big headache tomorrow.
But I was reading a lot of the people that use the night network are shift workers. So you don't just have the radical night owls who have been partying in the world's most livable city. You've got the nurses, you've got mm-hmm. people that might be doing shift work such as yourself, chefs, hospitality workers. Mm. So making them safe as well, not just the young people that like going out and getting it.
No, most definitely. And we do see a bit of that. So and shift workers have taken advantage of using the night network. So it's
go and say hello to your PSO next time you're at the train station.
Yeah, well, unfortunately it's not hello, it's goodbye.
Aww.
This is another edition of the Glow Show signing off. We have our Glow Senior Constable. I think we're on the stage where I can call you Gabby.
Yes,
you haven't been in trouble. You've been very well behaved.
Thank you.
Our Senior Constable, Gabby Tayak, and also our PSO and Glow, which is just everything rhyming with O. you've been a good guest. Nicola Aniston, no relation to Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent. And if you want to get involved with The Glow Show, you can just email us, theglowshow@joy.org.au. I've been Dylan Joel. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.